This morning, I'm going to talk about a rainbow. And I'm wondering if you got a rainbow in your life and what you're looking to find at the end of a rainbow. And you know, there's that saying that at the end of a rainbow is a pot of gold. We're going to get there. But before we can get to that rainbow, we got to start where it all started. And that was when God got tired of the way the world was going. So he commissioned Noah to build an ark. Nobody knows how long it took Noah to build the ark. There's several different things that they talked about that 40 days he built the ark. But it looks like Noah was about almost 500 years old when God commissioned him to build the ark. So from that, and then he said he was 60 years old when he went into the ark. And if you put that together, then they say maybe it took him about 75 years to build it. But even building that ark, even today, just think God was tired of that earth then. And he gives us all a chance to do right, to be right. But God is a merciful God. God is a forgiving God. But even God has his limits. So he put Noah to work to build the ark. And I imagine Noah, being the age he was, would probably thought, this is too much at work for me. And then when God gave him the dimensions, the size of the ark, he thought, I know this is too much work for me. But he had three sons, and he put them to work too. But God told him, I want you not only to build the ark at the size that I'm giving you, but when the ark is built, I want you to take two of everything on earth and bring them into the ark with you. That way you will, when you get to where you're going, where I'm sending you, there will always be meat to eat. There will always be fowls and of the air. There will always be people there. And we're going to start anew. And as Noah sailed out on the waters, he had no thought how long he was going to be out on the waters. There's all kind of different stories about how long he was on the water. But I got to thinking and I got to looking, and somewhere they came up with probably about 150 days on the water. That's a long time to be in a boat. That's a whole long time to be on waters, uncharted waters, that you don't know where you're going. But you're being led by the Spirit above. And at the 151st day, it came to memory, to God's memory. And God started the waters to descend. And as the waters descend, he made a covenant with Noah. He made a covenant with Noah that the world as we know it would never be destroyed by water again. Now, I don't know. I've heard people say that it won't be water no more. It'll be fire next time. But that's what I heard. You know, still, God is in control. So no, we don't know what it's going to be next time, not until it happens. And I don't think I'm going to live to be 950 like Noah did. So, but coming back up to that, Noah, you know, there are seven colors in the rainbow. And as I say, my question is you, do you have a rainbow in your life? You see, the rainbow is an answer to a lot of problems. The rainbow is God promised to Noah back then, and it's still his promise to us. You know, the rainbow has seven colors in it. We think about all the beautiful colors, and if any of you all ever been out to the Painted Desert, you can look and you can't find a color that man has made that's not already in that Painted Desert. Those are God's colors. You know, there in the rainbow, there's red, there's orange, there's green, there's yellow, there's violet, which is purple, and there's indigo. Seems like I forgot one. There's seven, but I don't know if I named them all in. Yeah, red, yellow, green, orange, purple, indigo, blue, and blue. So God had thought about all of the colors even at the start of the earth. As he made the covenant with Noah that he will hang that rainbow in the sky. And whenever that time seems to be hard and he didn't know which way to turn, he could look down or look up at the rainbow. And that's another thing, talking about the rainbow in the sky. You know, this is God's earth. God could have put that rainbow anywhere. He could have made it just be a figment on the ground that whenever you thought about it, there would be a rainbow on the ground. You could look down. But there's a reason that he put it in the sky. Because you got to look up to where the rainbow is. And that's where our Savior is. God sits high, but he looks low. And he made the covenant. And, you know, in the covenant that he made seven different covenants. And the word and the number seven, they tell me, is a special number. There's 7 days of the week. There is seven spirituals. There is, well, I had a list of all of them here somewhere, but there's seven magical numbers. 4 and 3 make 7, the Trinity of our existence on this that we know to be earth. 7 days of the week, 7 musical notes in the music, 7 spiritual rays, and like I say, 7 days of the week, and 7 deadly sins. 7 colors in the rainbow was not by accident. There was 7 things, and everything has a meaning to it. And as I ask you, if there is a rainbow in your life, sometimes when we have sickness and doctors can't do anything for us, we can look to God because he made that promise with us that if you hear my voice and you lean not to your own understanding, but call on my name, I will hear and I will answer prayer. You know, rainbows is beautiful. Rainbows can bring about smiles. But then I wonder, as I said, what are you looking for at the end of your rainbow? Or have you ever thought about that rainbow hanging in the sky and that was the first beginning of the covenant with man? God's covenant. You know, we had been so sinful before and God wanted to let us know that he started back being the one that we need to call on to us. And I mean, even though he got disgusted with the way the earth was, but he was still God. And he knew he was still in control. But there are 7 different things that rainbow represented. It represented the redemption. It represented restoration. It represented God's covenant with us. It represented the glory of God. And it represented God's reflection, God's plan for redemption and reclamation. It meant a whole lot. Those colors in the rainbow is just not something pretty in the sky. It is a covenant. And it's something that we can look to. And it don't have to be raining. You know, they say the rain after the rainbow. Well, a lot of times it's raining in our lives. It's raining when we have to shed tears. Tears is a form of water. You can still look to God for the rainbow. We shed tears sometimes because of the things that's happened in our lives and we don't know why they happen. We shed tears sometimes because of a loved one that we've lost and that they've gone on. But God says, look to heaven, which cometh thy help. Look at the rainbow. You can sometimes maybe just shut your eyes and where there's a tear, it seems like there's, when you try to open them, there's little colorings in your eyes. That's a rainbow. That's God letting you know that I'm still here. I'm still here. You know, sometimes people say that you feel an angel on your shoulder. That's a rainbow. God hears and answers prayers, and he knows our every thought. You know, even before we speak and before we ask him, he knows. They ask me, what would you look for at the end of the rainbow? Oh, I've had rainbows in my life. I woke up thanking God many a time for having that rainbow that he hung in the sky and that covenant that he made with me. But at the end of the rainbow, what I'd like to find, they say, there's a pot of gold. I'd like to find that place at the end of the rainbow where the streets are paved with gold. I like to find that city at the end of the rainbow where there's no funeral homes. I like to find at the end of my rainbow where there is no police departments, where there's no undertakers looking to make money at the funeral home. I like to find at the end of the rainbow where everybody's equal, where there's howdy, howdy, and no crying, unless it's crying of joy. At the end of the rainbow, I like to see my loved ones that's gone on before me. At the end of my rainbow, I like to find a seat somewhere. Don't have to be right up front, just somewhere. I like to look up on the wall at the end of my rainbow and see my name on the wall. I like to hear my Savior at the end of my rainbow say, come on up. You've been faithful over a few. I'm going to make you over all now. You with me in heaven. At the end of my rainbow, I like to know that there's no more dying, no more pain, no more suffering. At the end of my rainbow, I like to think that the God that I serve now is giving me a chance, giving all of us a chance to make it to the end of that rainbow. Or we're going to have rainbows in our lives because God said so. But we look to God, which cometh our help. We can't do it by ourselves. We look for man. So many of us look for the government to take care of us. We don't even think about where we get the food from. Who's giving us the food? Who's supplying the food? We think maybe people out there to get, what do they call, the link card or the government card to get food or help. But they never think about who makes that possible. Without God, nothing is possible. Without that covenant that he made with us at the end of that rainbow, nothing could ever happen. Nothing could be possible. So at the end of a rainbow, I'm asking you, do you have a rainbow in your life? Have you had rainbows in your life and you never thought about how your problems got solved? How your healings was remarkably healed up and you never knew how it happened? Have you ever been to the doctor and he told you, gave you some bad news, and then later on you walk out and you find out You don't have that pain no more. Have you ever went to a surgeon and he got ready to cut on you and then he gets a phone call and he has to go somewhere else? And then when he come back, you heal. Because God has put that rainbow in your life. Have you ever been down on your knees and you're praying for something, Father God, when you don't have food in the house for the children that you're trying to raise, and there come a knock on the door in the morning and a neighbor just come and say, you know, I just thought about you last night and I have more than I can eat and I'd like to share it with you and your family. That's a rainbow. That's God's covenant to us, that he will always be there for us. But we have to be there for him. A covenant means an agreement between two. He made the covenant, but we also got to accept the covenant, and we got to be what he expects us to be. And that's trying to be the best that we can be in the body that he gave us. He know that, man, that we live in a sinful nature. We were born sinful because we were born into a world of sin with a sinful nature. But we have the right, the chance to get right before we ever leave this life. And that's a rainbow in our life that God has given us. So just looking out in the sky at the rainbow and looking at the beautiful colors and thinking, what's at the end of that rainbow? What's at the end of your rainbow? What is it that you want to find at the end of the rainbow? And the colors that God has put there, all the beautiful colors, sometimes just bring a smile to your face. Now, this may not be one of the sermons that you thought you was going to hear from the Bible, but it's from the heart. It's something that maybe we all need to think about, the rainbows that we've had in our lives and the covenant that God made with us as man. Have we kept our part of the covenant? Have we given God his just due? Or do we go about our everyday thinking that we're doing everything on our own without the help of God? A covenant is something that he says, and let us know that he will always be there for us by that rainbow in the sky. It don't have to rain for there to be a rainbow. You can shut your eyes anytime you get ready and you can visualize that rainbow. You can feel a pain in your chest. Shut your eyes and ask God for that rainbow word, the covenant with him. But as I say, we too have to do our part. We can't go on with our hellish ways and expect a graceful ending. We must repent and give him our everlasting life. He gave us, he set a plan for us. He said, what is it? If you be baptized and believe in me, thou will have a chance for everlasting life. That's part of the rainbow as well. We must believe along with the baptism. Now, it's awful to think about just water and always just a rainbow. I thought once I seen the end of the rainbow. I looked, there was this beautiful rainbow. I was going across Crab Orchard Lake. And it started way over in the west, southwest. And at the end of it, it ended in the lake. And I thought, man, I just seen the end of the rainbow. The lake is only water. The lake is only water. And if I can penetrate a finger in that water, God surely can penetrate a rainbow in that water. So I've never seen the end of a rainbow, even though I thought I wanted to go tell everybody, man, I seen the end of a rainbow. Not so. But when I do see the end of the rainbow, I hope that I'm in the shape that is pleasing to God, that I have kept his commandment, his covenant, close enough that he will say, come on up, servant. Well done. Thank you.